Hi, everyone. I'm Lydia from Boardroom Beauty.
And I'm Alexis from Too Smart for This. And we have collaborated on a very special episode in celebration of Black Business Month.
So we put our heads together and we thought about how we could not only highlight two of our favorite beauty founders who are advancing industry representation, but also how we can have a conversation about the current state of being a Black beauty founder.
Exactly, and the health and wellness routines and the realities of what it's like to run a beauty business and be a Black founder today.
Yes, so we have Hyperskin. Hyperskin is a clean and vegan skincare line owned by Desiree Verdejo. Desiree was actually a lawyer. She became a beauty entrepreneur who has been focused on treating the specific needs of the melanated consumer. And she's originally from Harlem. She actually had a beauty boutique in Harlem before she started Hyperskin. And Hyperskin is now sold nationwide through Sephora.
Oh my gosh. Such a great product.
I love Hyper.
And then We The People is a body care line that is founded by Karen Young. And you'll hear about how these founders are connected to one another in the episode, which is really cute. But it is also sold in Sephora as well. And it's doing really well. So this is a super exciting episode for us to collaborate on.
Yeah, really exciting. You've probably seen Karen recently go viral on TikTok talking about the topic of the lack of funding for Black founders. What's crazy is that statistically still only 2% of VC investments go towards Black-owned businesses post-2020, post the racial reckoning that we've seen in this country in 2024. There really hasn't been that much progress from a funding perspective. So we talk a lot about it in this episode.
Exactly. And so it's going to be a really timely conversation, and you can learn more about these brands and the founders in the show notes. And for part one of our episode, you can listen on the Boardroom Beauty feed. And for part two, head over to Too Smart for This feed, and you can hear the rest of it. So with that, let's get started.
Yay, let's get into it with Desiree and Karen.
Beauty and wellness are super interconnected, right?
Yes.
It's like something we all, like, beauty is wellness for a lot of people, but obviously you have businesses to run. You have like emails to answer, people to see, and like a very super busy schedule, I'm sure. So I'm curious what, first of all, we could just start now with how are you like today and this, you know, summer, how have things been? You both have big launches coming up. Like, what does your mental state look like when you're experiencing that?
It's in a transitory state, maybe. You know, business, from that perspective, it has been hard this year and hard on the mind, you know, hard on the body, hard on the emotions. Like, it is, I don't want to overlook the fact that there really has been such a significant recession of this quote-unquote support, you know, visibility towards Black-owned brands that just is, it's like dry out there. And that has been really tough, you know, because I feel like, you know, I've called it a recession within a recession. And that's been a little bit challenging, to be quite honest. Because, you know, when Desiree says we were on this number of, you know, press hits, like, we actually deserve to be on those.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, because we make exceptional products, end of story. But on the other end, you know, I go home to the cutest little rambunctious 3-year-old who thinks I am just the bee's knees, like I was just delivered just for him. And that is fantastic, you know? And so I'm finding my joy with that. I'm finding my, you know, rituals with him and running after a little toddler. And I'm also trying to find my new sense and semblance of self-care as a mom. Mm-hmm. And I realized for myself that before I had a kid, I just spent so much time in my own brain, in my own quiet, and that was my way of recharging, especially as an introvert. And now it's like there's someone asking me why 5,000 times a day, and I'm like, I don't know why the clouds are doing that anymore. So yeah, trying to find that. And so I'm trying to pick back up yoga, because it was such an incredible sense of like balance for me, and just figuring it out whenever I can get to it, just doing that. And I've been taking the most incredible magnesium baths.
Ooh,
sport magnesium bag. Bags. Oh my goodness, magnesium flakes. Just buy the big bag of it on Amazon and add your own essential oils, like, you know, some lavender before bed or something.
Love.
Game changer for sleep. Yeah, magnesium just absorbs through the skin really well and just helps to calm the, you know, the energy, the muscles, and gets you nice and ready for bed.
I love that. We're going to have to send you a robe to put on right after one of our two collectives.
Sounds like such a good combo. Oh, my gosh.
But I love that. What about you? How are things going?
You know, similar. Business is exciting and crazy and very emotional. I think, you know, also leading a team and having all of these emotions, but wanting to appear like sort of
got it together
at all times. I think for me, that's the biggest balance as a solo founder. You know, everything is up here in the head. And, you know, I think that is a very real challenge. I have two young people, two little people, a 5 and a 7-year-old. My 5-year-old boy adores me. My 7-year-old, she's like, is she cool? I don't know. She's like at that phase. But I also, you know, realize I feel like with motherhood, you go through different stages of finding yourself. Mm-hmm. And now I have older kids, like school age kids. So I'm finding time that I didn't have over the years. And
ooh,
finding
is that coming?
A little bit. Don't get too excited, but like a little more, like finding sleep that I didn't have and all of these things. And so finding myself like figuring out a different stage of self-care, because taking a magnesium bath just a couple of years ago and being that ready to sleep would not be a good idea. And now with a 7-year-old, I could actually sleep through the night. And so I feel like I'm in this phase of trying to find like what self-care is manageable. Mm-hmm. You know, I kicked off the year actually with magnesium dinner, like, and cherry juice, like mocktails and all of these, you know, practices. And then you get busy and then things dwindle down. It's, you know, a slower period of the year for us in terms of like interfacing with other people. Mm-hmm. So I have had like more time to cook, more time to sleep, which means waking up and like eating a healthier breakfast and working out for 30 minutes a few days a week. And like, I always have a hard time with like when things get real, like
totally,
what does that look like? Because it's easier during the slower period, right, you know, but like once you have like 3 trips in a month or within 2 weeks, like what does it look like? I think that's been my biggest challenge, but this period is really like slow and feels balanced, and I'm eating well, and so that is
amazing.
That, you know, is nice.
I find the tiredness drives the way that I eat.
Oh yeah,
like in a way
sleep
that
is everything.
I was not conscious
it
about
is.
Before. Yeah, because yeah. I didn't miss. I was one of those people who got up at 5 a.m. for no reason. I was part of the 5 a.m. club before
never.
I needed to be part of
never.
The
that could never.
never. I'm a 5 a.m. It's just because
I'm
can't.
I'm so jealous
work.
Of the people who
I
are.
I can't
love to be, though.
When it gets dark.
Oh, like, yeah, me either.
Oh, see,
yeah.
See, me, that's when I'm, like, energized. I'm like, finally, everyone's, like, not bothering me. Yes.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I worked until 2 a.m. last night. I felt so good.
I wouldn't be able to sleep if I worked past, like, 7.
Totally agree. But I'm curious because you mentioned like things get hard, and I feel like that's why self-care can feel so daunting for a lot of people, because like our lives are very busy and there's a lot going on. I mean, this summer alone, like the news cycle we've been through is one thing, let alone running a business, let alone being a mother, and then like taking care of yourself. It's very difficult to do. And so I'm curious, like when you were maybe in the throes of beginning your business, like what did your did you have self-care at that point? And what did you learn from that? And like, what do you now have as a non-negotiable? It could be like the team you work with or offloading things or delegating, but what's the biggest lesson you've had to go through in that taking care of yourself while running a business and being a person?
We launched in 2020. There was no self-care.
Yeah,
like, and I mean that in the realest way. Like, there was no childcare. There was no gym. There was no, you know, we were wiping down groceries. So I think we just started. My business launched, and I didn't even consider self-care out. My kids were also just so much younger. Like, my son was crawling. Mm-hmm. I remember packaging items at home in the earliest days, and he was like eating these little Cheerios that would fall on the floor, and I was like, oh my God, I just can't get a Cheerio. Like, it was a mess. And so this is progress. You know, I feel like at different, you know, at this stage of my business, there's a bigger team. Mm-hmm. I can at least in the day with sending out and delegating, that feels really good. Like, yeah, to not do everything, or to not end your work day of strategic matters and then respond to like customer service or something.
That's
like,
me today.
You know, that's a hard day. So even delegating is like a mental relief. Knowing you can have an end time, not always, you know, sometimes you can't, but having a real end time, I think for me, feels so much healthier. Going to bed and knowing you can sleep through the night. Like, I think those things, because when business gets crazy or you have a package stuck in the middle of the ocean, you might not sleep. Like, it's so real. So I think sometimes what I appreciate in my self-care world, like pre-kids and business, it might have been like how often I work out or go to a beautiful gym. Mm-hmm. And now it's like I slept, I ate well, I ended the day, I turned my brain off, mm-hmm, I was present at home, I went out to dinner with my, like, it's so simple, yeah, because, mm-hmm, I don't know, one thing could happen and, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like when self-care became a thing, it was all about like, you know, like the beauty, like the self-care, the body care, the, yeah, routines, the gym, the like the things you like spend your money on. For me, it's becoming more and more of like, did I radically accept suffering today? Was I able? And these are therapy terms. In fact, I want to ask all three of you as founders, do you all have therapists? Is there like a great therapist that you go to as founders that's like helping you through these challenges that are unique to you all as founders?
I don't. And I've been saying for about a year that I should start therapy.
I can send you mine.
I'd be very curious. Yes, I'm open. I just have been like, do I have time? Just excuses. But yeah, I see the beauty in it for sure.
Yeah. I've had a therapist for years. That I'm continuing. It's so funny because this year I said to her, I was just like, I think I need to graduate. I love you, but it's been a long time.
Oh, interesting. You like, you need a refresh.
Not really a refresh, but like yeah. I think at some point you kind of go, do I have this?
Yeah.
And I kind of got to that place where I was like, I'd like to see if I could step out and see if I have this, or, you know, am I using it as a crutch or what? Like, you know, or should it be a built-in support system that I think about? And I think that is like a really good extension of your point there in terms of like, is self-care inclusive of some sort of support system that you have beyond just, you know, supplements and baths and all the things that are costly as well?
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
I will say one thing that I did invest in before, but I paused for a while, and I think that might be more of like finding the right person, but a business coach was fundamental.
I was just going to ask if you've done that before.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just especially as a sole founder, right? And it's so easy for us to like, you know, you want to hold on to every single dollar, and, you know, figure out where it goes. And there's so many places it can go. But when I was working with a coach, it was great to have someone that I could, like, just bounce my feelings, my ideas. Mm-hmm. Also help me develop as a person.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as a founder and a CEO. And so much of our development is also in managing our teams and helping them to flourish.
Yeah.
And I found for me, the more I was doing that, the more, like, it was hard to find the balance. The more I was like trying to figure out how to help my team grow and flourish and nurture them, I was like not paying any attention to myself. And then other times I got caught in my own head and I was like, oh man, I've left this person floundering. So yeah, that was like a really nice barometer at the time to have.
That's super helpful. I mean, I might be looking for one of those at the moment. So
I feel like it's hard to know like what criteria. I think I'm always like, how can this person coach me?
Yeah.
I need to get out of my own head.
I know that feeling.
Oh, I feel you on that 100%. I guess I'm also curious when it comes to like wellness practices, like how have you, is that something that's like a core tenet of your companies and how do you like bring that to your teams, if at all? Because I think a lot of times we want to make everything like great for these other people, but then we like forget to do it for ourselves. So how has that looked in scaling your company and starting to, you know, connect with others so much?
I think something that I actually didn't realize until we were talking that has become a huge, like probably the fundamental wellness practice for me since my son was born, and especially now that we're in this place where it's like a little bit more established. He's not like taking 20 naps a day and like on milk and I'm breastfeeding and all of that, but boundaries. And I feel like I've given that to my team in a way that I probably wasn't before. So before that, it was like, I'm working on Sunday. Why is your Slack button not green? Like, what do you think this is, you know? And like just sending messages at all hours of the evening and all of that. And, you know, a lot of times I would put like, until I discovered the schedule button, I'd be like, don't look at this now. You know, you don't need to think about this. It's just me, you know, panicking at 11 o'clock at night. But I have really, like, you know, not strict, but I've got boundaries now. And the boundaries exist around, you know, there's a certain time I've got to get home and be with him. And when he goes to bed, I know that I don't work well at night. So maybe you've got, like, 30 to 45 minutes where I can check in. But if there's nothing going on, nothing crazy, nothing pressing, there's nothing that's going to break. And often there is nothing that's really going to break. I've been through it all, and nothing has ever really, really broken. I'm just like, I will handle this in the morning. I know that my first meeting isn't until, you know, 1 or whatever. And so that first portion of the morning, nothing is happening except me diving in. And I give myself my own boundary of getting a good night's sleep. Because the next day, without that sleep, I am trash. Like, don't even try to ask me a question. There is no coherent answer to be found. Like,
so real.
Bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you do realize that the way you treat yourself extends to your team. And I think I learned that really early. And so I actually do the 9 to 5, and then I get back online after dinner time and after my kids are asleep. But I have always like respected our team and not, you know, the schedule button is a very big part of my life.
We need that because, for text.
Yeah, I also.
We need that for texting.
We need that for
Yeah. And I'm like, there's very little that I need to text anyone about. Like, on my team.
I hate to text.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, there's a very clear boundary and we're not heart surgeons. Like, and I think that is the attitude because if you work for a startup, you're doing a lot. You know, you're moving fast, you're delivering, you're ideating, you're doing things outside of your role. I'm going to give my team the respect that they are going above and beyond and leave them alone at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And so, and I think that that's appreciated. And then, you know, you allow people to show you what's important to them. And my team is much younger than I am and none are parents. And so I love that because it means that they're coming to me with like, this is my thing.
Yeah.
This is my boundary, what's important to me, what I schedule around. And I just like, I don't know, like, I think that's dope, you know, like it, the only important thing that should in your day should not be kids. And so I love like that atmosphere where I'm learning, like where people are open enough to say like, this is where I take a vacation or where I need to take a day off. And what I'm prioritizing. I think I'm learning a lot about wellness through like my younger team, my team that's in a different era of their lives rather.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
And I'm curious for myself and for other founders and other people, has there been moments when you've been burnt out or depressed or in your business and you're like, I can't, like, I can barely, like, respond to an email or a text today. Like, I'm very just down. And what, I'm curious what you would say to yourselves in those moments where it's like, maybe not your business, maybe your business is doing well, maybe it isn't, but like, you're not. And like, how have you handled those? And what would you say to people going through that?
That's amazing. The first half of this year, I feel like I felt like that a lot of days. Mm-hmm. And I just had to, there's something that came up when you were talking just now, Desiree, and I was just like, what she's talking about rings to me as also like not passing your anxiety on. I have worked with people who have done that before, and I have personal relationships with people who do that. And if there's something like, you kind of got to like, swallow it a little bit and figure out where to put it.
Yeah, it's not theirs. Like, I was a lawyer in a past life for 7 years. And so the passing on the crazy and making everything high priority when it was the culture and it was why I ran away from law. Mm. And I, you know, realized like this, most of the things that keep me up at night shouldn't keep my team up. You know, like the hours are the hours, and I've been tired from a schedule or traveling, but I've never felt burnt out from it. I think it's the emotional surrounding that weighs me down, and most of those things shouldn't be passed on to my team, you know, unless, you know, it's their work or their event or their thing. But I think that balance is really the trickiest thing, like keeping it. Maybe I need a business coach.
And knowing what to do.
Well.
Yeah. So I'm a big proponent of meditating. I'm almost on a 100-day streak of meditating. And even if it's like 2 minutes or whatever, I try to do longer. But, you know, sometimes my son is like screaming from the other room and I'm like, that's what we got today. All right. But I think like understanding that, okay, this is mine. This has nothing to do with anyone else. Where do I take it and put it? And so the resources that you have around you. Sometimes it is calling a friend. You know, sometimes it is like, there's been times where I've sat down and I've like, my like feel better, like emotional band-aid is black 90s TV shows. I will watch like a show during lunch or something. Yeah. I go for a walk. I'm a Cancer, so I move by water. I'll try to go down to the water. Mm-hmm. And I also just try to have a lot of grace with myself when I'm like, there is no, as a founder, especially at this stage, no matter if you've had a bad day where you're like, I can barely move today, my head isn't working, I can't think, we are always moving the ball forward. Mm-hmm. Even on days when we have not been able to show up 100% or the way that we think we should, we are always moving the ball forward. And sometimes my lead investors are actually really good coaches to me at times. And sometimes they're like, we've talked to you every 2 weeks for the last 6 months, and every time we talk to you, you are down on yourself. Do you realize that you have taken your, you know, you're going to take your door number from this to this, and you've done it with very little and small team? You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, we forget to big ourselves up.
It's so easy to forget.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Because you're looking forward.
Always looking at the next thing without necessarily realizing, like, where we are. And what we've done.
Yeah. I think that's another thing that my like team around me forces me to do, because I'm like, oh, that was great. Like we
Content's done.
Next. And then I realize, oh my God, no, I have to like thank everyone. And it makes you like, oh, I did it too. I was like part of this.
Yeah.
I actually started this rant.
Oh my God.
I feel like the note on celebration really does just bring this conversation so full circle, because it's like, as founders, you're always looking at what's next, right? But like, you've got to slow down and pat yourselves on the back because of how much you've advanced this industry simply by showing up and being who you are. So thank you both so much for joining today. Yes. Do you want to ask your two questions?
My final question. So on our show, it's called Too Smart for This. And so I like to ask every guest at the end, what would you like to tell someone younger with that in mind? You are too smart for what?
Imposter syndrome. Mm. I literally hate the term. I'm like, there's, you're in the room, like, own it. The term should just die.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's mostly used by women.
Yeah.
And just...
That's a good one. I'll take it.
You'll take it.
I'll take it too. I'm going to take that and put that in my pocket today. Yes. I think the younger me, and maybe anyone younger that needs to hear this, is way too smart to be taking on anyone else's BS when you know it's BS. Like, sometimes you got to call it and keep moving. Yeah. And it's not personal. It's okay.
It's never personal.
Never personal. It's all good. Thank you all so much. This was so inspiring and helpful for me. I love these conversations so much. And thank you, Lydia.
This is what we all needed.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
And where can everyone support your support in a real way? In a real way. Your brands. And where can they find you?
They can follow along at Hyperskin. And I'm at Desiree.Verdejo. Not easy to spell. And you can shop Hyper at Sephora or on our website.
Amazing. You can follow us at We The People. That's OUI The People. And yeah, we're at Sephora as well, Sephora.com and WeThePeople.com.
Yay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
This was fun. This was fun.
So much fun. I'm so excited.